5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Before we get into this week's QA session, I want to remind you all about our upcoming Sports Career Accelerator event coming up September 13th and 14th in Atlanta. Before you say, darn, I don't live in Atlanta, I'd like to point out that right around 2,600 direct flights come into Atlanta per day. So this event is in reach. But why should you care? Well, I'll tell you why. This two-day event will feature learning and networking opportunities with leaders inside the Atlanta Hawks, Braves, Falcons, the darlings of the MLS, the Atlanta United, the College Football Hall of Fame, and more. You'll get exclusive facility tours and see the behind the scenes of the operations of all these major franchises. You'll have one-on-one personal time with all the executive hosts where you can ask questions and network. We will submit a professional portfolio on your behalf to all the teams. And here's the real kicker. We're limiting the event to 40 people so we can keep it small, intimate, and impactful. We want you to get a lot out of this event. We don't want you to be herded around like sheep. We want you to be able to be part of a small group that can really get to know and interact with these executives. We will be opening registration early for podcast fans and people who submit their email via our early interest page, which is at workinsports.com/Atlanta. So go to that page, get a little more info, and drop in your email, and you'll know early about registration. If you have any questions, you can ask me via our private Facebook group. Search the Workin' Sports Podcast on Facebook, join the group, and just ask me a question. Or you can ask via LinkedIn, make a connection, ask me a question. That's fine. Or via our podcast at workinsports.com email account. All of these are great options to ask questions if you've got them. So go ahead, ask me anything. Now on to today's question. I'm actually going to combine three similar questions into one theme. This week, I received three really good questions about interviewing, so let's handle them all. Number one, this question comes from Alana in Wheaton, Illinois. Hi, Brian. Love the podcast. Thank you so much for your time and effort. Can't wait until the Career Accelerator event. A flight from Chicago to Atlanta is only 1 hour and 32 minutes and $110 round trip. Okay, I added that part. Alana didn't say anything about that, but it does give me a chance to show how cheap it is to fly to Atlanta for our event. I was actually surprised. I did a little research and looking, and $110 round trip from Chicago to Atlanta for one person. Not bad. I usually fly with five people, myself, my wife, my three kids, so it gets really expensive. Just one person? Not bad. Okay, let's get on to her question. How much research into the company should I do beforehand? I mean, they want to know more about me, right? Isn't that why we have an interview? So isn't it more important to really nail my story rather than theirs? Alana, it's a good question, but you're coming at it in the complete wrong way. No offense, but you're looking at it the wrong way. I like to start with the end goal and work my way back in every situation. This is just the way I process things. So in an interview, the goal is to get hired, right? To win them over, to impress them with your talents, make them feel like you are the right fit for the job. Okay, there's our end goal. How do we get there? Well, you think of a Venn diagram, and you are one circle, and the company is another circle. Alana, the way you are approaching it is as if it is, let me try that again before swallowing my tongue. Alana, the way you are considering this or thinking about it is that the two circles don't overlap, right? This is about you and they are about them, and the two circles are separate from each other. But in reality, the overlap between you and the company is the sweet spot. It's about you together as one. And the only way to show how you two meld is by doing research into the company you're interviewing with. Tons of it. You need to be able to tell your story through the lens of the hiring company. How are they going to look at you and think you're a fit? So your job is to know how your skills align, how their projects line up with your ambitions, how their areas of growth are the direction you want to head. And the only way you can know these things is through research. You want to know their culture, their brand, tone and voice, their clients, their projects, what staff says about working there, the background of the person who would be your boss. I could keep going, but those are just a few of the things that came off the top of my head. You need to be very thorough in your research because you can see all those things I just mentioned. You can see how each of those things relates to how you may handle a question during the interview. If their brand voice is dry and technical, well, maybe that's the vibe you need to throw in your interview. If they're fun and mercurial, well, then that's your vibe. You want to bring that to the interview. And you know this by researching. Let's say they are working, you've done some research in this company you're going to work with. One of their projects or upcoming clients is with a minor league baseball team, and they're working on a branding initiative. And you have experience one summer working at a minor league team. You can say something really smart like, I noticed you're working with Team X on their branding. Last summer, I spent working for Team Y, and it really taught me a great deal about the fan base of minor league teams, what they want and what motivates them. If you did no research, you wouldn't know their projects and you wouldn't know how you connect to those things. So yes, the interview is about you, but not only you. You have to mesh your skills with their brand and direction. Okay, let's head on to question two. This one comes from Tony in Stroudsburg, PA, which is not too far from me, actually. Hi, Brian. I love the podcast. Thanks so much for what you do. I find myself to be extremely nervous at the beginning of interviews, and I feel it sets the wrong foundation for what is to come. And then I'm working from behind and a step slow the rest of the interview. Any ideas how to fix this? Yes, Tony, I have many. First off, get out of your head. You need to chill, bro. Interviews are important and nerves are expected, meaning you get some grace from the interviewee. But if you let the nerves derail the entire darn interview, sorry, you're cooked, man. And it's not coming together because they don't think you can handle yourself under pressure. And let's be honest, sports jobs have pressure. Quick story. Do you want to know what almost every single podcast interview subject has said to me before we get started? Yeah, they say, I'm kind of nervous. Why do I bring that up? Because even the executives at the top of their game get nervous in interviews and they have nothing on the line. It's not like I'm giving them a grade afterwards. I mean, hey, oh, Chris Valenti, you get an A. You were really good. You guys should listen to that one. And oh, DeAndre Duggins, B+. I mean, that doesn't happen. You're not getting graded. And DeAndre would have gotten an A. She was great. But my point is that if these executives are getting nervous, it's okay for you to get nervous too. Accept it. Deal with it. But get ready to move on from that. What else can you do? Well, I'd have an initial plan. You know, I think what sounds like is happening to you is that you're getting a little overwhelmed in the moment because it feels like things are happening a little too fast. So what I like to do personally is a little bit of visualization. Like I try to picture what the environment will look like and the person coming out to meet me and what I'm going to say or how I'm going to interact with them. And it just gives me a little bit extra comfort. So make yourself an initial plan, but keep it kind of general. You don't want to be too exacting because then if you get thrown off, it sounds like you're the person that would be out of whack for the entire time. But here's what I would say, and say this to yourself almost like a mantra the day before. I'm going to make eye contact, smile, and extend my hand no matter who I meet. And then I'll take a seat in the chair closest to their desk, remove my notepad from my bag, and put my bag beside the chair. Now, I know that sounds robotic for a lot of you, but if you're struggling at the beginning parts of interviews and you're feeling like you're getting out of rhythm, create your own rhythm by giving yourself a mental checklist. That gets the entire early stuff handled. I'm going to make eye contact. Boom. I know I can do that. I'm going to smile and extend my hand for a handshake no matter who I meet. And then I'll take a seat. I'll pull out my notepad and put my bag beside my chair. And then you can focus. Here's the thing to keep in mind. Don't let the snowball get you. Okay, this is something you should repeat over and over in your head. Do not let the snowball get you. And what I mean by that is every interview, you will have a question that you'll want to do over. You will answer something and be like, oh, I totally forgot to say this thing that I practiced and I wanted to say it and I want to do it over. You need to let it go. Okay, you can't go back. They're on to their next question. You have to move forward. The worst thing you can do is let it snowball and affect the next question they ask. You don't want to let the bad momentum take hold. Put each question behind you and move on to the next with clear thoughts. I see this happen all the time. Somebody has a question they answered not as well as they wanted to. It affects the next question and the next question. And then they're thinking, they're in their head. And Tony, it sounds like you're the kind of person that lets things get in your head. And that's okay. But you need to be able to put each question in its own silo, handle it, and move on. Okay, final question. This one comes from Aaron in Meridian, Ohio. Hi, Brian. I really love the podcast and your private Facebook group. I haven't really spoken up in there yet, but I enjoy reading all the conversations. Aaron, this is me now. You can be a voyeur as much as you want. That is perfectly acceptable. Whatever you need to do to get value out of the group. If you just want to be in there and be reading along, fine. Throw some likes here and there, do whatever, and learn however you learn. Okay, on to our question. I'm currently interviewing for jobs, but I'm still employed with my current employer. I know people are going to ask me, so why are you leaving your current job? And I'm not really sure how to answer. Can you help? Of course I can, and this is a really good question, Aaron. First rule of interviewing, do not badmouth your current or former employer or your boss, okay? It makes you look high maintenance, hard to please, tough to manage, and it's a pretty small world. You may be insulting someone they know. Quick story. I had this happen in an interview once. The person I was interviewing told me they were leaving their current job because their boss lacked vision and wasn't a strong communicator. They didn't think it was possible for them to thrive in such an environment, so they were going to move on. The problem was I knew their boss really well, and they are a visionary, and they communicate far better than I do, and they're one of the nicest people I've ever met. But this person was saying this because they didn't think I knew them and they figured it was a good excuse for why they were leaving. So I mentioned to the person, oh, I see you work at Network. After they've said this, I see you work at Network X. And then I asked, do you know person Y? Who I already knew was their boss. So I was waiting to see how they'd handle it. And they eventually admitted they kind of made the whole thing up because they weren't sure how to answer the question and sound like they were high. They wanted to sound like they were high level and not junior. And by saying, you know, their boss lacked vision, they thought that made them look good. I thanked them for their honesty, told them I'd be in touch, and I ended the interview after about 10 minutes. I did follow up, by the way, because if I say I'm going to be in touch, I'm going to be in touch. But anyway, that's not the point. Here are a few better approaches. All right, we're going to do this like QA style. What you want to say is, I want more money. But what you should say is, during my time at Company X, I had the opportunity to learn so much by observing and working with a great team. Now I'm ready to take the next step forward and put my developed skills to work. Isn't that better than saying, I want more money? I mean, you can have that rattling around in your head. I'm here because I want more money. I mean, it makes sense, but you can't say that. What you want to say when they ask you this question is, my boss is a jerk. What you should say is, I recognize the leadership of my group was heading in a different direction, and I'm interested in working in a different environment. Something like that. You know, I'm shooting from the hip here, but you don't want to make it personal. You want to make it as broad and diluted as possible. What you want to say is, I want a promotion. But what you should say is, I'm a driven individual, and I felt I was becoming too comfortable in my current role, and I'm looking for a way to push to the next level. So you made it about you rather than them, and that's powerful. What you want to say is, my job really sucks. What you should say is, it became clear my excitement to join the company I am currently working for was somewhat misguided, as the culture and future goals of the company were not what I expected. That's on me. I should have done more research before signing on, but I hope to work with a company that has exciting plans for the culture and for the future and a transparent, inclusive culture. Huh? Pretty good. What do you think about that? Again, I'm just spitballing ideas here, but the pattern is simple. You can identify the real problem in your head, like my boss sucks, that's why I'm looking for a new job, but you have to figure out a way to make it a positive and even take the blame yourself a little bit if needed. It shows some humble vulnerability, and that's something employers like. I hope these three questions about interviewing helps you down your path. Our next show is Wednesday with Megan Ebeck, Arena Marketing Manager for the San Jose Sharks. Megan has a really cool job because she conducts various marketing efforts for all the events that come to SAP Arena, which means San Jose Sharks games, gymnastic events, Nitro Circus, Katy Perry concerts, and more. So she is really having to figure out her audience and how to talk to them and communicate and the different marketing techniques. It's really a cool conversation on how to approach many different sports audiences and even entertainment world. So make sure to listen on Wednesday, and make sure to put in your email address to workinsports.com/Atlanta to let us know you're interested in our Sports Career Accelerator event in September. Come see us in Atlanta. Sound good? All right. I'll talk to you guys all later. Bye.